105.7 KOZC Reno's Classic Rock. It's James Young from Styx. Hey, James.
Maximus.
Oh, man, it's another year with another big game, a super game, Big Bowl coming up, and I guess the Bears will be sitting home watching it on TV like us.
With a new head coach coming up.
Yeah, man, that'll be good. So, you know, we had a cool contest. We gave away copies of, well, the new album, Styx, The Mission, which on ultimateclassicrock.com won the fan vote, number one best album of the year. And the song, 100 Million Miles From Home, won the fan vote, number one best song of the year. Styx, a new album. Of course, it's on vinyl. Go to styxworld.com, find out more about that. But how does it feel all these years later to have a hit album with Styx?
Well, it's a phenomenal feeling. This was Tommy's brainchild, and he did most of the heavy lifting on it, but I got my chops in there and my shots in there, and Lawrence certainly got his, as did Todd and Ricky and Chuck. So it's the first Styx album in 14 years of new music since Cyclorama in 2003. So
yeah.
We're very proud of it, and, you know, to have it to sort of receive this accolade from Ultimate Classic Rock is a great thing, and we're doing two or three songs from the album every night, sometimes more, and may eventually do a concert DVD where we do the whole thing in entirety, stem to stern.
Cool. So,
yeah.
Now, for those of you listening, we're talking to James Young, founding member of Styx, and we did a big contest. Styx doing a residency down in Las Vegas at the Venetian, the Renegades and the Fastlane Tour with your good friend Don Felder. And we sent a winner. Congratulations to Marco. He's going to see the show, meet the band, get something to eat, and have a good time doing it, you know?
Beautiful.
So, yeah, the string of dates, for those of you listening saying, I would love to see Styx at the Venetian, there's a way to do that. Go to KOZCradio.com, concert events page. The string of shows starts on January 26th and run through February 3rd. So that's going to be a real good time there.
Yep.
Then, and the album, a concept album about a manned trip to Mars.
You know, if I had to come up with it, they go as, you know, I'm the guy that wrote Man of Miracles and numerous other sort of space-related things. Come Sail Away was not an outer space song. It was a song about a sailing ship until I suggested to Dennis back in 1977 that we make it turn into a spaceship at the end. And it was fortuitous because, of course, in that year, then Close Encounters and Star Wars both came out, so we became like the theme song for the outer space movies.
Wow.
And but if I had to come up with a, you know, concept for a concept album, I thought, you know, these guys will look at me, is that all you can come up with? But for Tommy to do it, Tommy really is so much more connected with himself as a lyrical artist than I am. I like bashing my guitar, as you know, as you do too, like bashing your guitar. But Tommy really has got, he's got a sort of a broader approach to the whole thing, and he really knows how to write a lyric and turn a phrase and create a melody that kind of connects with pretty much everybody out there. And I get my shots in there, certainly.
Well, but Tommy
did a great job with this thing, and I'm happy that he and I remain partners and in good stead going forward.
Yeah, and of course, Tommy, we gotta, you know, no matter what Tommy sings, he could sing the menu from Wendy's and we'd all just swoon. He's got that voice. So let's talk about Ricky Phillips. He's my hero, my longtime old dear friend Ronnie Montrose passed away. And they had been working on, of course, it's like one of Ronnie's best friends has always been Ricky Phillips. They're both out of Northern California. And they were working on this album called 10 by 10, 10 different vocalists that Ronnie Montrose had worked with over the years. And the project was almost done. Ronnie passes away, and Ricky Phillips, bass player from Styx for the past 100 years, he goes ahead and makes it real and puts in the labor and all the heavy lifting to make the Ronnie Montrose 10 by 10 album come to its fruition. My hero.
Ricky did an astounding job on this record. Dragged Sammy Hager back into the studio, and Sammy sang his tail off.
Yeah, he did.
On that one track that he's singing on.
Colorblind.
Colorblind. And I that's my favorite track on the record.
Yeah.
There's There's, you know, I mean, they got Joe Bonamassa on there. They got Steve Lukather on there. They
Edgar
got,
Winter.
Yeah, I mean, they got a ton of great guitar players on there and a ton of great singers, and they're all strong songs, and then he's got just the right female background singer stuff for some of the more R&B-based stuff that those guys like to do, and it's definite, you know, I recommend people go out and pick it up. It's just phenomenal for your rock fans, guitar fans. It's a phenomenal listen.
It was funny because, you know, I log into Facebook today, and of course, Ricky and I are buddies on Facebook, or friends on Facebook, but in real life, too, as well. But it was like, Facebook has these idiot things. It's like, Ricky and Max are celebrating 9 years of friendship on Facebook. They got a little cute little video of our smiling faces. And, you know, it's one of those things that Facebook does that, you know, you can't do anything about it. But, boy, when they come out, they're kind of cool, you know. But Ricky Phillips and the album, you go to KOZZRadio.com and hear some clips in the interview. It's up on my page on the DJ tab. James, I know that you've got to get going, but thanks so much for always being so good to us and visiting with us and sharing with us. I know that this year may bring sticks around this area here, but you're in Las Vegas, and for those of you that would like tickets, KOZZRadio.com, concert and events page, Renegades in the Fast Lane, residency at the Venetian.
Amen.